George Walker. As Gary Wedow conducts the IU Opera Theater's orchestra in the overture for Handel's Giulio Cesare, set designer Alan Moyer's pyramids and the statue of the Sphinx are in the distance. The Sphinx's nose is damaged. That's a clue that this isn't 48 before the Common Era. Further clues appear as Caesar and his entourage are costumed by Linda Pisano like soldiers from the Napoleonic period of his Egyptian adventures. This allows for some neatly soldierly costumes, in contrast with the gorgeous costumes of the Egyptians, and it makes a certain sense, but audience confusion may reign in the opening scenes. Saturday night's Caesar was mezzo Grace Skinner. Handel treats the Roman ruler as a noble figure, more effective in his thoughtful lamentations on the death of his rival Pompeo, his love for Cleopatra, and his courage in battle. Virginia Mims' Cleopatra was a powerfully singing central figure, challenging her brother Ptolemeo for the throne, ensnaring Caesar in Alan Moyer's lovingly constructed mini-Baroque theater, and dominating the stage with her singing. Eugia Chen was Cornelia, potently lamenting the murder of her husband Pompeo and resisting the overtures of his eloquent murderer Achille, Steel Fitzwater. In the alternate cast, by the way, the injured Gretchen Krupp will sing Cornelia from offstage as Eugia Chen mimes. Her son, Sesto Emily Warren, gives a good account of herself as a boy bent on revenge. Their loving duet at the end of the first act was very moving. Countertenor Hunter Shaner was Cleopatra's petulant rival and brother Ptolemeo. A scene of mad cackling laughter led to the most applause for his character. Blake Beckenmeyer, as Cleopatra's servant Nerino, sang well, frequently helped make the drama more accessible. Drew Comer anchored Caesar's forces in conference and in battle. Stage director Robin Guarino has used the resources of the Musical Arts Center to make lots of interesting choices. Pictures ranged from the wide desert to intricately dramatic, intimate internal sets. Moving those forward and back created a low rumble, and as the modest chamber orchestra played, it sounded a bit like thunder. Handel's opera arias frequently go through a series of variations, displaying the singer's virtuosity and taking a while. Frequently, the director let us focus on the artist as the rest of the cast froze in place, a nice touch. Saturday's audience was a little hesitant to applaud the individual scenes, but gradually, as the drama became clearer, became more involved. IU Opera Theater's production of Handel's Giulio Cesare, conducted by Gary Wedow, has final performances Friday, February 8th and Saturday, February 9th at 7:30. An informative talk about the opera by Devin Nelson at 6:30 in the upper gallery will make the setting, the characters, and the action of the evening even more enjoyable. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker. Here's a postscript. The American Handel Festival 2019 is meeting at IU this week. Thursday at 7 in the Musical Arts Lobby, musicologist Ellen Rosand presents the opening talk on Handel's music. Saturday night is actually a competing event, Handel's Parnasso in Festa, a work written to celebrate the marriage of Anne, Princess Royal, and Prince William of Orange, will be performed in our hall with the voices of Concentus and the Baroque Orchestra, all conducted by Jeffrey Thomas. Showtime there at 8:00.